In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Saint Joseph, Saint Baptista de Verano, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in these days after what traditionally was yesterday, the Ascension, these days of preparation for Pentecost, the first novena of the Church, 9 days of prayer, awaiting the coming of the Holy Spirit, the early Church, Saint Peter and all the apostles with Our Lady in the upper room, anticipating and preparing for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Pope John Paul II, and even more reiterated by Pope Benedict XVI, both of them have stated that this example of the early Church, Saint Peter and the apostles, the early Church gathered in prayer with Our Lady in the upper room, is the model of prayer for every age. That if we want to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we have to do so with and in union with Our Lady. Even Pope Benedict said so strongly in a talk, he said, if Our Lady wasn't in the upper room on that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would not have shown up. There would have been no Pentecost. That's how important Our Lady's presence was for the Holy Spirit to come and bring his gifts, his fire, upon the apostles and the early Church. And even more so, if that's the model of prayer for every age, even as we prepare again to call to mind this great gift of Pentecost, we all want to maybe use this time of period of novena to pray that our own Pentecost, our own confirmation, where the Holy Spirit descended upon us with his gifts, will be revivified, or if we haven't yet been confirmed, that we will be disposed to receive that great grace and to be in union with the Holy Spirit, so conformed to his will. It says about Our Lady that, you know, that Saint John of the Cross writes that, you know, that Our Lady was so moved and only moved by the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that moved her in her whole life to act and to do the will of God. She wasn't moved by anything else, by her own interest or by the world or her own desires or passions. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth was the sole motivating and guiding factor in her life. And that is why she is truly entitled to that title of Spouse of the Holy Spirit. There are many places where you can find novenas of the Holy Spirit or novenas in preparation for the Pentecost. I'm sure if you go to EWTN's website, you can find a novena. If you're here in the Bloomington area, we just put up on the radio today, 89.9 FM, on Womb Radio, the novena to the Holy Spirit. It's at 5:30 in the morning, I think at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and at 9:30 at night. And you can pray along and meditate along, because the readings and the selections are from the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Bonamy, a very good source to understand the role and relationship of Our Lady with the Holy Spirit. I think it's so important that we understand that the way to recognize most authentically and maybe for truly to recognize the movement of the Holy Spirit, you have to see that Our Lady is present. As Pope Benedict said, if Our Lady was not in the upper room, there would have been no Pentecost. And I think if we don't see Marian aspects in the Christian's life, if we don't see Marian devotion, and a Marian devotion in a true sense, then I would doubt very much that the Holy Spirit is really being active in that person, because he wants to see his spouse in our souls. He wants to see us like Our Lady. He wants to see us another immaculate vessel so that he can come and descend into our hearts. So to Marianize is to become spiritualized in the highest sense, to become a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And as I said, there may be many ways of preparing for this Pentecost this year, but probably one of the most simple ways and one of the most beautiful ways is this devotion and this prayer to the Holy Spirit that Cardinal Mercier, a famous, well-known cardinal of the Church, who lived in the early part of the 20th century, and who had a very simple way of having devotion to the Holy Spirit and in preparing and opening his heart for the movement of the Holy Spirit. I think in many ways it kind of imitates, I think, the simple and the very direct way in which Our Lady must have also had a prayerful approach to the Holy Spirit. He wrote, and this is his prayer, he says, you should spend maybe 10 minutes every day. You can do this every day, but especially during these 9 days in preparation for Pentecost. He said, spend about 10 minutes silently, and speak to the Holy Spirit this way. O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, and console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will. Amen. So as we prepare for Pentecost and in this special time of Novena, let us have this kind of prayer that Cardinal Mercier composed as our way of preparing in a special way, and maybe to also ask Our Lady to assist us to open our hearts, to remove all obstacles, our self-will, our evil inclinations and passions that we may have. And maybe one of the best ways to prepare for this novena is to make a good confession, if you haven't done so in a while, to open our hearts, to sweep out the house, you might say, to make the temple ready for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and to prepare ourselves like Our Lady for this great event. And of course, if the Immaculate Conception is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, then we need to be immaculate for him to come to into our hearts. So I would think that confession would be a necessary part of this preparation for the Holy Spirit. Let us ask Our Lady today as we begin this novena, let us do so with spiritual fervor and with much anticipation of all that the Holy Spirit wants to work in our souls. Most of us have received already the great gift of confirmation, our own little Pentecost. We must now just allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and to cooperate with that grace so that we can be those faithful and fervent disciples of the Lord, like the apostles of the early church who went out and evangelized their world under great opposition and great trial, but they were filled with courage and strength given to them by the Holy Spirit and in prayer with Our Lady, the Mother of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.